Allow yourself to be brutally honest with them. Face them. Use your strengths. Maximize them. Go all the way. And when you see others who would benefit from your strengths, then share it with them. Train them. Coach them. And by the same token, accept your weaknesses. Hello and welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast. This is Stefan and I welcome you. I appreciate you giving me some of your time. As always, the purpose of this podcast is to share a few tips on strategy and leadership to help you turn yourself into the best version of yourself so that you can lead yourself and others to success and fun. Today's title is, What Habits Do You Have? Drop the bad ones, adopt the good ones. One of the most difficult things I find as a leader is changing myself, is changing my own behavior. And that is really a complex thing because habits are sometimes good and sometimes bad. Sometimes routines are very helpful. When I need to repeat the same thing over and over, it's smart to develop a process and a routine and a habit. However, in other situations, routines and habits are a hindrance, especially when circumstances require change. And change, in my view, has almost become the new constant normal state. Change is happening every single day, and the only thing that's changing in change, in my perception, is that the pace ever increases. A lot of that I find awesome and superb. Sometimes it's hard work to lead the change and stay with it. Back to habits. Already, sociologist Emile Durkheim, an expert in this field, proved that it is not feelings or ideas that have the strongest influence on human actions, but habits. Those long established ways of doing things. One of the sentences I find funny and horrible at once is when I propose a change and I hear someone answer, Herr Hohmeister, we have always done it this way here. I really have to silently smile. I accept that, and it may have worked in the past. But, you know, something that worked in the past is not guaranteed to work in the future, and it stops innovation and improvement. So, one of the funny little habits that some people have. One habit leaders sometimes have as well is they make assumptions. Actually, what's right seems to be clear. You assume that your employee knows that too. You've talked about it, so he or she will know it. But he doesn't do what you expect him to do. Why not? In my professional life, as well as in my private life, I came across four major reasons why people do what they do, but not necessarily what is reasonable or right. Here they are. 1, habit. 2, blind spots. 3, fear. And 4, comfort. Today, the podcast is all about one of them, habits. So let's talk, let's discuss, let's reflect. And here are my 3 best tips for you on how to get rid of bad habits and adopt good habits. Tip number 1, brutally honest self-reflection without fear. The prerequisite for any good leadership and any good development and any development of good habits is awareness, especially through feedback or even 360 degrees leadership feedback. It's really helpful to look into the mirror, to see where I'm strong and to see where I have opportunities or weaknesses as well. Then, be honest with your own strengths. Leverage your strengths. You are a leader. You've made a career. You have achievements. So you do have some strengths and maybe even some outstanding strengths. Make yourself aware of them. Do not take them for granted. They may be things that differentiate you in a positive way from many others who struggle to do what you are great at. So appreciate your strengths. And at the same time, appreciate your weaknesses. I have experienced that a lot of times strengths and weaknesses are linked. They are two sides of the same coin. And you need to have and need to accept weaknesses in yourself, because only when you have weaknesses, you will also have outstanding strengths. And then allow yourself to be brutally honest with them. Face them. Use your strengths. Maximize them. Go all the way. And when you see others who would benefit from your strengths, then share it with them, train them, coach them. And by the same token, accept your weaknesses and accept them without any fear. We all have strengths and weaknesses, and we should leverage them and maybe work on neutralizing our weaknesses. So, tip number one, how to drop bad and adopt good habits. Brutally honest self-reflection without fear. Tip number two, recognize and stop bad habits. Recognize there is a change in mindset needed. Yeah? Many people have just adopted old habits and also established ways of thinking. In one executive coaching program I'm still running with a wonderful individual, I heard this person say, and the feedback reported others hearing this person say, in the context of decision making, never in a hurry to make a bad decision, quote unquote. And in general, there is nothing wrong about wanting to take good decisions. We all want to do that. And there is nothing wrong with avoiding mistakes in general. However, if we go too far in adopting that thinking, then we may lose the most important ingredient of success in today's world. That's speed. If we constantly try to take a perfect decision, then we'll just slow down so much that the market is long made until we start acting. So the intent in general, I think, is good, but the quote, never in a hurry to make a bad decision, I think in many situations is just outdated. It's much better to replace that with better fast than perfect, because in my conviction, in most of your daily leadership situations where you have to support or disagree with or confirm decisions, I would say it's enough to be 80 to 90% right. It's enough to be sure that the decision is going in the right direction, but then to start acting fast and optimize the rest while executing. So recognize your own mindsets. Recognize mindsets that may limit your performance. Things like, never in a hurry to make a bad decision may limit your speed. My offer? Think about better fast than perfect. Or, as I said, we've always done it this way, Herr Hohmeister. Well, thank you. That's looking into the past. It's like driving a car by constantly looking in the rearview mirror. And that at full throttle into the past. Ha ha. That will never get you into a better future. So when you see others around you thinking that and you hear them saying that, why not make that part of a quick conversation to create awareness of this mindset? Because in my view, it's a bad habit rather than helpful to build a good future. Another set of bad habits that I'm often observing when we work with companies to change and improve leadership cultures, to gain speed by better leadership, it's the so-called back delegation phenomenon. Yeah, you may have encountered this as well. Have you ever had it? That you delegated a responsibility for an outcome to someone else, and in one of the next conversations it came back, and suddenly it ended back on your table. Either because your partner put it back on your table, or because you yourself pulled it back onto your table, called micromanagement, because you lost trust halfway and you pulled it back because you want to do it yourself. That is called back delegation. And in my view, this is a bad habit. Some people have that as a habit, and it just destroys trust. It just undermines performance and speed. It's the wrong thing to do. When you feel like there is someone coming back, someone who has received responsibility from you, and they lack something to be able to deliver, then rather have a good conversation, listen, ask, coach, and then give that person what the person needs to help himself so that he can go and deliver rather than back delegate to you. So one suggestion, if you ever allow back delegation, create awareness in yourself and just stop it. And another one where I am very consistent and demanding in my standards when I'm working with people, whenever someone joins my team and is working closely with me, we often have an expectation conversation on day one. Yeah? Sometimes people assume that mutual expectations are clear because there is a job description, but mind that, please. I think clarity is never really perfect, and sometimes there are really mismatched expectations both ways. So aligning expectations is key. And when I do these conversations, to have them, then I always share with my people one of the things I like as a working principle. Look, I'm your boss. Now please lead me. And when you have a problem, please never come just with your problem. Always come with your best solution. And even if the solution isn't perfect yet, don't worry. But I always want you to come here with problem and your best solution. And that simple trick in my daily leadership work has already helped a few others to get aware of an old habit that they actually didn't like and adopt a new one. So when you see your boss, when you see your partner and you have a problem, then by all means go and see them. Share the problem and your best solution. So these are a few ideas and examples that might make you think about my tip number two, how to drop bad habits and develop good ones, which is recognize and stop bad habits. It's worth it. And tip number three, start a new behavior, make it a habit by repeating it. In my experience, when I find something better that I like, that I know helps my business, it helps my people, it helps myself, then the most difficult step is the first action. Leadership is easy to understand in theory. It may be complex, it's faceted, there are so many aspects, I understand, but it's not rocket science to understand it. But it is a high art to do it. To do it well, to do it consistently well, and then to do it consistently well even under pressure. These, in my view, are the very best leaders who master that skill and who show that behavior day in and day out. And therefore, these people constantly work on improving themselves. They constantly look for good new habits. And then the key thing is, it's not enough to understand it. You have to go and do it. And the key step is the first step. Once it's done, humans need repetition to create new habits. And I always call it 10-20 done. Experience shows, rule of thumb, you need to repeat a new behavior about 10 times to really undo your old habit. And then you need to repeat it another 10 times to create a new habit. So 10-20 done. One way to help turn insight into action could be to implement these new ideas with helpers. For instance, with your Outlook, your time planner, or with a colleague, with an assistant, with your boss, with your mentor, with your peer. find allies that help you do what you want to do, that offer you feedback when you do, and they offer you feedback when you don't do what you committed to do. Yeah? So, for instance, if you're reporting to a line manager and you want to improve your strategic thinking, then maybe you use your jour fixe, you use your regular conversations to occasionally plant a topic, propose your thinking, and ask for feedback. Yeah? And that way you can integrate it into your daily work. Or if you are a leader and you have an assistant supporting you to structure your day, typically one of your scarcest, maybe the scarcest resource you have is your time. Many people these days struggle managing their time. And maybe you can create a few routines. You can ask your assistant to help you find those routines and then ask your assistant to be your partner and to be your helper in turning your plan into action. Yeah? So my tip number three for dropping bad routines and dropping bad habits and creating and adopting good habits is start a new behavior, make it a habit by repeating it. So in a nutshell, my three best tips for you on how to drop bad and adopt good habits. One, brutally honest self-reflection, fearless. Two, recognize and stop bad habits. And three, make new habits and repeat them. So, are you a leader? Do you lead a team? Do you lead a department? Are you a team leader? Are you a C-level member or a supervisory board member, a chief executive? Whatever your challenge may be, do you have questions regarding leadership culture in an organization? Or do you observe a team around you that doesn't really feel like performing and enjoying at its best? Do you see a theme in your organization that needs tackling? Do you feel there is too much silo thinking and you'd like to turn silo thinkers into achievers? Or do you need a keynote, a speech to give an impulse, to give a stimulus in a conference? For all of those needs, we have great offers for you and many more. So if you feel like it, if you're interested, I'd be very happy to have a free first consultation phone call with you, and we can start solving your biggest leadership and strategy challenge on the phone. All you need to do is just reach out to me. I look forward to your message. And if you'd just like to continue receiving these Lightwolf tips, please subscribe to the Lightwolf podcast. And I would be very delighted if you left a star rating on iTunes so we can learn from your feedback. For today, I hope you've enjoyed it. I thank you very much for your time, and I already now look forward to our next Lightwolf podcast. Thank you very much. Your Lightwolf, Stefan.